Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Joining us via the Nolan Weber Agency through American Family Insurance Hotline is Cascade superstar, probably the front runner for early season MVP, if we're giving early season MVP awards, from the Cascade Cougars, Jackson Lawrence. Jackson, welcome to Tri-States After the Buzzer.
Thanks for inviting me, Coach Manaman.
I'm super excited to have you on. You are a multi-sport athlete, and you've won a couple of awards that the podcast platform has given out. I'm excited to see what the future holds for you, but we're going to start off, and we have to talk about Tuesday night. You went off going for 35 points. Did you think how you felt during warmups and shoot around that it was going to be a special night?
Oh, yeah. This is a funny story. So before the games, we usually shoot around in our old gym, and then we go warm up for the 15 minutes we're given. And usually my motto is before we go sit on the bench, before like we get introductions, I have to make my last shot. So first half, I didn't do anything special. I finished with 12 points, and then went into halftime, we're up by three. But coming out of halftime, we usually have like 5 minutes to shoot. And if you ask my coaches or anyone that was watching, the last, 2 minutes of warming up to go into the third quarter, I did not make a single shot. And usually, like I said, my motto is make a shot before I head to the bench. And I didn't make any of my shots. I had to go to the bench. And it turns out the second half was my best half of the year so far.
You went off, and we're going to talk about that. I think that's a good motto to have, Jackson. I'm 42 years old, and if I ever take a shot, whether it's my son and I shooting in the backyard or me leaving a gym for anything, I always have to hit the last shot. Or if I take a round of BP, I always have to hit a line drive before I exit. But we're going to talk about your second half. At one time, you scored 19 straight points for the Cougars. What different looks did Monticello try to throw at you, and describe how you were feeling during that stretch?
Oh, sure. First thing I'll say, Monticello is a great team. I played with all those guys before. The Lambert boys, Jack Lambert, Carson Lambert, I played AAU ball with them since I was like a little kid. And they're well coached. Todd Lambert, Ted Lambert, they're good friends of my parents, and they're good friends of mine too. Love those guys, but first half, they put Jack Lambert on me. Last year, he held me to 17 points. So, if I was a coach, I'd do the same thing. And, started off with Jack Lambert. I started to get going. And then they put Carson on me, taller body. And then I started getting a few points off on Carson. And then they put Brady Goble on me. And I kept scoring. So, and then we called a timeout during the fourth quarter. Pretty sure I had, 12 straight points at this point. And they put their most athletic guy on me, Preston Reese. Great defender, great athleticism, and I just kept hitting shots. I mean, when I was shooting in the fourth quarter, I just everything I shot just felt like it was going in. And so I just kept shooting it, and everything felt great.
Monticello right now currently leading the conference at 7-0. They are definitely one of the top teams in the state. Thousands and thousands of people have viewed the step back. Tony Rowe on X, formerly Twitter. If you don't follow him, I suggest if you're a high school basketball fan, you give him a follow. Great content. He described your performance, start quote, "one of the best individual performances he has ever seen," end quote. Our area, and even Cascade, has had a lot of great players come through. Tony covers basketball for a living. What feelings and thoughts do you have when you hear a sports reporter describe you and the night you had like that?
I greatly appreciate Tony Rowe coming out and watching me. I mean, he wasn't just watching for me. It was just a great game to come to and watch. But getting described like that, coming from him is like, it's a great like compliment coming from him, and I totally respect him for posting that. And it felt really good coming out of the game. I mean, came out the loss, I was kind of down after that, and then go on Twitter and I see Tony Rowe said that about me, kind of like brought me back up a little bit, but still gotta stay humble about it. So I thank him for posting that.
The great thing about the Monticello game, I know it's a loss, but it shows you can definitely hang with them. And I've seen some polls that have had them as the number one team in your class. And we know, and I know this as a coach, that it's a copycat league. And people will see what Monticello did to try to stop you and the Cougars. But really, it was a back and forth game. So there still is not a blueprint out there on how to beat Cascade. Currently, Jackson, in his junior year, yes, he will be around for one more year, is currently averaging 22 points and just has been a force on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. Now, I think kids watch what you do on Tuesdays and Fridays, and they think that it just comes natural. And yes, natural talent can get you somewhere, but you have to put in the extra time. So I want you to tell the audience, tell those youngsters that come and watch the Cougars play, that look up to you, about all the work that you do outside of what Coach McMullen and the Cascade program has you do. Talk about your work that you do on your own in season and your off season training as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. To be a great player, you got to put in extra work outside of team practices. I mean, it's just basic knowledge to know. And so for me, let's talk about offseason first. Coach McMullen last year after our loss to Jessup in district told me to take a week off, and because like it's good for me to get a little break from basketball before my AAU season starts. But I probably took 2 days off, and then I have not missed a day of basketball since going into season. It's just at least an hour a day. It doesn't matter if it's a hard workout or shots. I work out with people. Harris Takis is one of them. He pushes me throughout the workouts. And I played DCBA for him this summer and spring. And, I mean, working out with him, working out with a Cascade legend basketball player like him, I mean, gets me a lot better. He gives me perspectives on what I need to do. And just, it shoots my peak to a whole new other level. And another guy, Jarrett Knapper, he was our assistant coach my freshman year, and his teaching took him to other places, but I work out with him a lot. I mean, I give him full credit to where, like, as a basketball player I am today, like, he's helped me a lot, helped my, like, attitude, body language, and games. He's fixed my shot a lot since freshman year. He's helped me gain confidence a lot. And another person, Reagan Takis, I mean, he, during the offseason, helps me a lot with just, if I need someone to work out with, I'll text him, he'd be right away, he responds and wants to go give me a workout. And then when it comes in the end season, I shoot before practice, 30 minutes before practice every single day, and then after practice, I stay and shoot with Reagan for another 30 minutes, and just got put in extra work all the time. And then on weekends, I never miss a day on the weekends, gotta keep playing basketball, gotta keep the shot good, and it's been proven a lot for itself, but just got to keep working.
So when Coach McMullen says practice is from 4 to 6, what time does practice start for you?
I usually go home, get a quick snack in, grab a water, and then right away at 3:30, go in and shoot a little bit. And then, yeah, and then after practice, I do the same thing. I stay for 30 minutes after and get shots up.
Guys and girls, listen to this. That is what it takes. And if I can give a plug, and no, he's not a sponsor of the show, but he's been on the show before. Harris Takis, great guy. If you are wanting to improve and expand your game, check out what Harris Takis is doing with the Dubuque County Basketball Academy. Here's a quick timeout from our action as we hear from one of our great sponsors, Jerry Albert from Exit Realty.
Jerry Albert with Exit Realty here. I just want all the listeners to know that I'm a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Enjoy watching them work hard and perform during the games. If there's anything any of the listeners ever need when it comes to real estate, residential or commercial, please give me a call. 319-541-3381, and I look forward to helping all the listeners out. Call the area athletes. Good luck.
Jackson, you still do have your senior year left at Cascade. Do you want to play basketball after high school?
Oh, for sure. I would love to play college basketball. I'm older. It's been a dream of mine since, like, first day I watched basketball. I was like, I want to be a college basketball player.
Has anybody sat down and chatted with you or projected which level you might be at college, whether it be a D1, D2, D3, NAIA-type player? Any coaches reaching out yet or any recruiters reaching out wanting you to take a campus visit?
Me and Harris have sat down and talked about what my potential is, and he basically told me, like, it starts from the low school, so, like, I talked to Clark already before, and then Sioux Falls in South Dakota, Devin Green coaches there. He's reached out to me, but Harris basically told me it's however hard I work, that's where I might get. Right now, I would say, like, D2 is, like, where I'm at right now, but I hope to be D1 by my senior year, but it's just how hard I work and how much I improve.
I wish you the best of luck in chasing that dream. And I just want to let Tom Izzo for the Michigan State Spartans know, hey, if you want to come up here, Tom, you want to go to a Cascade game, I'm always free. I'm wearing my Michigan State hoodie, basketball hoodie, as we speak right now. But Jackson, I know you're a very humble kid, and I know you come from a great family. It's not all just you. It's not just Jackson. It's also the Cascade Cougars. Talk a little bit about your supporting cast. And, you know, if teams throw a double or a triple at you, or they bring a trap at you, you got some great teammates that have all different assets that they're providing the Cougars this year on this hot start. Who are some of those guys, and how do they help you put up the numbers that you've put up so far?
Oh, for sure. Starting off for our cast, Nick Huffman, he's a sophomore this year. He's really improved since freshman year. I would say I'll compare him to me a little bit. He's got the skill. I mean, he's got everything there. I mean, I've seen him work hard. He works out with me a bunch. I was always in the web shooting. He's improved so much this year. And a game to shout out for him. He won Dude of the Night the other night against Northeast. He had 23 points. He stepped up. I was getting guarded hard. I didn't really have a good game, and he stepped up and won us the game that game, so I'm very proud of him for that. And then another guy, Nathan Shockmill, he's our big guy this year. He works the hardest on a team when it comes to, like, lifting and, like, being able to lift. He's a really good football player as well. During football season, I mean, he couldn't get to the gym a lot, but when he did, he put in all the hard work getting ready for this season, and it's showing. I mean, he's having a good year so far. And then Cooper Hummel, I mean, he's got the brains to play basketball, and he knows how to play the game, and it's helping me a lot. He knows how to get me the ball, and he's just a good teammate. And then we got other guys like Tyler Smith. He's young. I mean, he's just getting in the varsity lineup a little bit. And he's a good shooter, great passer. I mean, he has great IQ. And then we got Will Keeney. He's 6'7". I mean, he gets me the ball a lot. When he's in the game, teams focus on him and try not to get him the ball because he's 6'7". If he gets the ball, he's making a layup. So, I mean, he helps me out a lot, but there's so many others. I mean, Kasthoffman, he's our point guard, so he basically gets me the ball whenever he needs to, and that's basically how I score.
Here's the great thing about the Cougars. I hate to look into the future because you do have a lot of potential, possibly to win a state championship this year, but Cascade on their roster currently only has one senior in Cass Huffman. You mentioned Nate Shackamill, how he's the hardest working kid on the team. I cannot believe the kid's stats he puts up. I mean, he's double digits in rebounds every single night. And is he one of those guys who I haven't had a chance to see Cascade play outside of the videos that I've watched, but is he the type of guy where if there's a loose ball, he is always coming up with it? I just kind of get that vibe from how he plays baseball and how he plays football as well.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Nate Shockmill, he's what you want every kid to be. I mean, he's in the weight room 24/7. I mean, he wants to get better at everything he does. He's a four-sport athlete, and it's kind of inspiring just, like, watching him do what he does. I mean, he's a really good football player, really good baseball player, and now he's a really good basketball player. He's worked so hard, and, yeah, like you said, if there's a ball on the ground, I would say Nate Shockmill's the first one to do it. And if there's any open rebound, like, yeah, he gets it. He's our guy for just being a hard worker and, like, getting those boards when we need him to be. He plays in the middle of our zone. So, I mean, he steps up when we need him to get a rebound. And we play against some big guys. I mean, Preston Reeves, he rebounded well against him. And we just played Comanche, who has three guys over 6'4". And Nathan had double-digit rebounds. So, I mean, he just steps up when we need him to on defensive end and offensive end.
Looking at the schedule, Jackson, tonight Cascade will host Beckman Catholic at 7:15. We know that is a heated rivalry, whether they're playing basketball, football, baseball, checkers, badminton. If it's Cascade, it's Beckman. It is going to be a huge crowd. So looking at tonight and playing Beckman Catholic, how is that game different for you? How's that game different for the team and the community going into that game?
Yeah, like you said, it's a rivalry. It's kind of like going into Monty. Monticello is one of our rivals, so it's like every game, like, the fans want to be there, kids want to be there, and definitely the team wants to be there. I mean, it's one of the games we mark on our calendar every year that we want to just be there and win games. Last year we went 1-1, but this year we hope to just sweep them this year. But I mean, they're really well coached. Mike Maloney, I mean, he's a really good coach, and he's getting those kids better. I mean, they're having a good season right now, so it's not a game we're gonna come into and be like, oh my god, we're gonna beat them by a lot. But it's gonna be a battle, and we'll see who wins. But going into the game, I mean, every kid wants to be there. I mean, we want to work hard and get to win.
Definitely a game where you can, or anybody in that game, can make a name for themselves. Last question before we hit that Jackson step back three before the buzzer to end this podcast. Looking at Cascade's schedule, they are off to a hot start. The Cougars have a chance to make a run. How far can the Cougars go this year? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations?
This Cougar team, I mean, it's the best I've had in my high school career by far. I mean, our five guys are on the court at all times. We know each other, we know each other's games, and we just play well-rounded together. And, I mean, in the previous years, like, we always told each other, like, we always write goals down before the season, and we always wrote state. And the past 2 years I've been a part of the program, we got bounced in the second round of districts. And so this year, like, our motto is, let's just get the districts and one game at a time. We got to win one game at a time, try to get to district final, and then try to get to sub-state. I mean, our goal, like, our well-rounded goal is just to get to state. I mean, I think this team can definitely do it. We have all the pieces we need, and we just got to prove it in districts that we're one of the teams that can get up to state and be a state contender. And we just got to prove it by going one game at a time in districts and showing the state that we're one of those teams.
Jackson Lawrence, best of luck to you and the Cascade Cougars on this 2023 and 2024 basketball season.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.